next number is 1 Muhammad, Pyrali, Pyarali. This is a 67-year-old gentleman, truck driver from Pakistan. He's been here over 20 years. He's been to Texas for 20 years, have lived in other states as well, married 33 years. They have one child. He was a heavy smoker and drinker, but of course he's not doing that at this time. He was born 5/8/58, so a 67-year-old gentleman. His last hospitalization was beginning of this month, where he stayed in the hospital for 3 days because of urinary tract infection. He's currently on hospice with a history of senile degeneration of the brain. He has a FASD score of 7C as in Charlie. With a KPS score of 40%. He's eating about 50% of his meal. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. Lives with his wife Martha of 33 years, as I mentioned, period. He's total ADL dependent, very confused, oriented to person, and only from time to time. High risk of fall. He's basically wheelchair bound. Sometimes he tries to get up, but Martha has to have him sit down because he has a tendency to fall. Period. He is able to stand up for a few seconds to move from wheelchair to bed, Martha tells me. His pain is an issue recently. He's complaining of leg pain. He's been getting his Lyrica 100 milligram on a PRN basis. I explained to the patient that Lyrica should be given on a regular basis. He has had Tramadol in the past, which he's not taking at this time. His other medical issues includes neuropathy, hyperlipidemia, depression, anxiety, behavioral issues, hypertension, BPH, atonic bladder. He's currently has a Foley catheter in place, which is contributing to his increased risk of urinary tract infection. His other medication includes aspirin 81 milligram a day, Lipitor 80 milligram a day, Wellbutrin 100 SR once a day, Coreg 12.5 twice a day, Hydralazine 50 milligram TID, Losartan 50 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram a day, Trazodone 150 milligram a day, Lyrica 100 milligram, which is going to take BID as opposed to PRN, and Losartan, 50 milligram a day, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Expected to do poorly, with most likely less than 6 months to live.